وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and mercy on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala For the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Surely Allah loves those who repent. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. And He loves those who thoroughly purify themselves. Now he's discussing today the rewards for wudu. Every mu'min, every day of his life, he makes wudu. And now if we know the rewards, as have been expounded in the beautiful ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will take so much more care and consideration, knowing well the virtues of the rewards when we perform this act of wudu. Regarding wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq wamsahu. وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين O believers, when you stand up for salah, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, and wipe your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles. If you are impure, purify yourselves thoroughly. If you are ill or on a journey, or if anyone from amongst you has come from the toilet or approached women, and thereafter you do not find water, then take resort to pure soil and wipe your faces and hands with it. This is referred to as tayammum. Allah does not want to impose any hardship on you, but wants to purify you and to complete his favor upon you so that you may be grateful. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When the Muslim servant or the believer makes wudu and washes his face, every sin which he committed with his eyes leave his face with the water or with the last drop of water. Then when he washes his hands, every sin which his hands committed leaves his hands with the water or with the last drop of water. Then when he washes his feet, every sin towards which his feet walked leaves his feet with the water or with the last drop of water. This continues till he leaves completely purified of sins. Abdullah As-Sunabihi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When a person performs wudu and rinses his mouth, the sins come out from his mouth. When he blows his nose, the sins come out from his nose. When he washes his face, the sins come out from his face, so much so that they come out from beneath his eyelids. When he washes his hands, the sins come out from his hands, so much so that they come out from beneath his fingernails. When he washes his hand, and when he passes his hand over his head, the sin comes out from his head, so much so that they come out from his ears. When he washes his feet, the sins come out from his feet, so much so that they come out from beneath his toenails. His walking to the masjid and his salah therein are then additional sources of reward. Muslim Sharif also narrated the above in a lengthy hadith from Amr ibn Abasa, but added the following at the end. If the person now stands up and offers salah and praises and glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves and devotes his heart entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he shall turn away from his sins like the day his mother had given birth to him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gets up in order to perform wudu for the purpose of salah, and so he washes his palms, every sin from his palms fall off with the first drop of water. When he rinses his mouth, cleans his nose, and blows his nose, every sin from his tongue and lips fall off with the first drop of water. When he washes his face, every sin from his ears and eyes come out with the first drop of water. When he washes his hands till his elbows and his feet till his ankles, he's safe from every sin and he comes out like the day his mother gave birth to him. Now when he stands up for salah, Allah raises his rank, and if he sits down, he sits safe and secure. In another narration, Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs a complete wudu by washing his face and hands, passing his wet hands over his head and ears, and then stands up for a fard salat, then all towards which his feet walked, his hand held, his ears heard, his eyes saw, and his mind thought of, any evil for that day are all forgiven. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala adds, I take an oath by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that I heard this numerous times from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who performs wudu and performs it well, his sins drop off his body to the extent that they even drop off from beneath his nails. Another narration states that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala performed wudu and then said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing wudu in this manner. He then said, whoever performs wudu in this manner, all his past sins are forgiven, and his salah and walking to the masjid are additional rewards. Imam An-Nasai rahmatullah alayhi relates the above hadith as follows. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a person who performs his wudu and does it perfectly and then offers the salah shall have all his sins from one salah to the next salah forgiven when he offers the next salah. And another narration of Imam An-Nasai rahmatullah alayhi states, whoever performs a complete wudu as Allah ordered him, then his salah will be an expiation for the times in between. Humran narrates that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala asked for wudu water when he intended to go out on a cold night. I brought the water to him. He washed his face and hands. I said to him, that is sufficient because this night is extremely cold. He replied, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person performs a complete wudu, his past and future sins are forgiven. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates the story of Jibreel alayhi salam and his question to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Islam means that you testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah, that you establish salah and pay the zakah, that you perform the hajj and the umrah, that you take a bath after janaba, the major impurity, and that you perform a complete wudu, that you fast in the month of Ramadan. So Jibreel alayhi salam asked, if I do that, am I a Muslim? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the graveyard and said, Peace be on you, O abode of believers. If Allah wills, we will also join you. I wish that we had seen our brothers. The Sahaba asked, are we not your brothers, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, you are my companions. Our brothers are those who have not come as yet. The Sahaba asked, how will you recognize those of your followers who have not come as yet, O Rasulullah? He replied, tell me, if a person owned a horse that has a white forehead and white markings on its leg, and it were to stand amongst horses that are pitch black in color, will he not recognize his horse? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, most certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, they, my followers who will come later, will appear on the day of resurrection with bright faces and limbs due to their performing wudu constantly, and I shall precede them and await them at the fountain, the Hawd al-Kawthar. Ad-Dimyati rahmatullah alayhi says, the whiteness of the forehead and feet of a horse increases its beauty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared the illumination that will be on the day of resurrection on the limbs that are washed in wudu to the whiteness on the forehead and feet of the horse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this comparison so that it may be understood that this whiteness on the limbs is something that will beautify man and not make him unattractive. This is similar to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the miracle of Musa alayhi salam. وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. Press your hand to your side, it'll come forth white without any blemish. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, my followers will be summoned on the day of resurrection while their foreheads and limbs will be white due to the effects of wudu. So whoever from amongst you is able to lengthen his whiteness should do so. In other words, do a beautiful and perfect wudu. Honorable listeners, these virtues and rewards are mentioned of wudu in the light of the hadith so that we do not take wudu as a burden. And it is an ibadah itself. It is referred to as miftah hus salah. You know what I mean? It is a key to salah, because we cannot perform salah without wudu. So try and perfect our wudus and the spiritual element involved in it, that is actually washing away our sins, is a great mercy and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين